Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Tim Berry is our guest. And an original member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to January of 1998. Tim, by the way, that's the month we started simulcasting. We've been broadcasting since 97, and since November 17th, 97. In January of 98, we started simulcasting on the internet as well. So
98 for us was the year we started offering software downloadable straight off the web instead of having to go to the store to get
absolutely.
It. So that was a pretty big year for us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the planet's guru on business planning, probably the galaxy's guru, for all I know, and TimBerry.com. Be sure you go to his website, check out all the things he does there. His blog is outstanding. Tim, let's come back to startups, because I know you're thinking about writing a book on startups, and here's a chapter, or maybe even a section. Maybe it could be big enough for a section I'd like to propose. In the past, a startup would join the marketplace as a competitor of an existing business, right? An employee would get fed up and
Pretty much, yeah. And
spin off and go compete with their old boss, right? And so they would.
I mean, that's a strong stream. Not that everyone, but yeah, that's a very
classic scenario.
Yeah.
And so the pressure would be from a competitive standpoint and from a pricing standpoint. The startup would probably hurt the price structure by pricing it too low, lower than it should be. And also the competitive pressure. Here's my thinking on this. Going forward, the existing businesses may not have as much competitive or pricing pressure from a startup, but they may have more disruptive pressure from a startup. In other words, the startup may not be as likely. The startup that they have to worry about is not the one who would compete with them in their industry, but someone else who they don't even know, who would create a startup that would maybe render what they do obsolete because it would be that disruptive. You see what I mean?
And I totally agree. I mean, you and I have talked on this program before about the foolishness of trying as a startup to compete on price against existing companies, which rarely works. And we maybe haven't talked enough about the really most powerful engine of a successful startup is this disruption. It changes the way things are done. Those are the great startups. I mean, you know, there's the dry cleaners and restaurants or whatever, but for the existing businesses, the hardest thing about that is it's not easy to predict where disruption will come from. So it's hard...
Because you don't even know. You don't even know the person exists. You don't know. They're the only people who see the disruptive opportunity. You're not thinking of it like that, which is a mistake. I mean, that's one of the things that existing businesses should think about. Okay, where are the threats? The threats are no longer just from the competitive pricing and competitive pressures. The threats could also become from a disruptor. So you have to ask yourself, okay, what if what we do becomes obsolete over a period of 2 years?
Boy, it's a great, great argument for that at least once a year refresh that we recommend in planning, that you get away from the business a little bit, talk to the customers, and open your mind to what else is going on. And you have to kind of jump out of your own mindset and look at how your customers and potential customers are solving the problems that you solve for them. Who else is doing something related? It's hard in small business, isn't it? I know this problem. You're so focused on what you're doing. It's hard to move away and look at what else is going on. It's an important planning function, I'll tell you that.
Right, absolutely. And so, folks, You have to, and now we come back to something I've been saying a long time, Tim, probably as long as you've known me, and that is when you have that threat discussion once a year or so, You have to say to yourself, okay, it's okay to fall in love with what we do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how we do it. If you can do, keep that front and center, you'll be less likely to be the victim of a disruption. It may not save you, but it could help you not be lost to a disruption. What do you think, Tim?
I think absolutely. I think you need that. What's the word for perception, vision to the side?
Peripheral vision.
Peripheral vision is what you need to keep a business going.
Absolutely.
In
hey,
my
Tim.
Opinion.
Thanks for 14 great years. We appreciate you very much.
Oh, congratulations, Jim. Thank you for doing it.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. TimBerry.com. You got to check it out. I promise you, you won't regret it. You'll thank me later if you do that, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.